More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This morning, more than 40 dogs from Louisiana boarded a plane, and they started their flight to new homes here in Idaho. These are at-risk shelter dogs from several shelters. They're all shapes and sizes. And when they land in Boise, they will head to the Idaho Humane Society and will soon be up for adoption. The nonprofit group Greater Good Charities put this flight to freedom together, and their chief marketing officer, Noah Horton, is joining us now. Hi, Noah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So can we start with Greater Good Charities? For folks who aren't familiar, who are you and what do you do?
Sure. Greater Good Charities is a nonprofit 501c3 that works to help people, pets, and the planet by mobilizing in response to need and amplifying the good. Over the past 15 years, we've distributed over $450 million in grants, in-kind supplies, and programmatic support that help all of those cause areas. This program in particular is our Good Flights program, and it works to transport some of the most at-risk pets in the country responsibly to shelters that have room to accept them and place them for adoption.
So talk to me about this flight to freedom. Like, where are the dogs coming from?
Sure. So we have several sending shelter partners in Louisiana that we're pulling these dogs from. These are at shelters that are doing amazing work, but might be under-resourced for one reason or another. And so these dogs might otherwise be at risk for euthanasia or just sitting in the shelter for long periods of time. And so what this program does is helps connect them with a shelter, in this case, Idaho Humane Society in Boise, with plenty of space to take these dogs in. It helps two ways. So first of all, what it does is it helps the dogs on the flight themselves obviously get this life-saving good flight, and then they will be placed for adoption. And then it helps clear space in the sending shelters as well so that they have more space and resources to help even more pets in their community.
So why bring the dogs all the way from Louisiana to Idaho?
Yeah, it's really an issue of supply and demand. And so we have certain parts of the country where there are shelters that have plenty of space and they have a demand for adoption, but they don't have the population. And then we have other shelters that are doing amazing work and have a great need in their community, and they're just under-resourced. And so this program helps to bridge that gap. It is one of many programs that we have to help shelters across the country, but it is an important tool in our tool belt to help save lives.
Well, I think that's so interesting that, you know, you've been doing this long enough where you're also interconnected, that you can, you know, you can say, all right, this part of the country, you know, there are a bunch of dog lovers, but maybe we don't have enough dogs up for adoption. So what can we do to help these other animals find forever homes? I mean, how rewarding is that, Noah, to be able to be a part of something like this?
Well, it's certainly, you know, it's what we do every day, and we're glad to be a part of it. One of the best parts of this program is that we're building connections between shelters that might not otherwise have relationships on other sides of the country. So Idaho Humane is directly in contact with our sending shelters, and they can share resources, best practices, and other things that will help the sending shelters. One thing that's important to note is that right now in our country, because of COVID, because of staffing shortages, we're seeing increased length of stay all across the country in animal shelters. And so even some of our receiving shelters that typically have a ton of space right now are dealing with overpopulation issues in some cases. And so with this program, we are really, really, really focused on making sure we place pets responsibly. So we will only ever move pets to a shelter that says, yes, we have space to accept them with open arms, and we have a community where we can guarantee adoption for them.
Which is so critically important to do that. And this isn't your first flight to freedom to Boise, correct?
No, it's not. So our Good Flights program has been operating since 2021. We have been funding transport for many, many years. And then in 2020, with the pressures of COVID, we did a historic flight out of Hawaii called Paws Across the Pacific, where we flew over 600 pets from the Hawaiian islands to the mainland, because all of the transport from those islands had ceased. And so we got contacted by those shelters saying, you know, we're in an emergency situation here. And after we completed that, that historic flight, we decided, you know, we have a chance here to help some of the most at-risk pets across the country. We see a need that where we can fill a niche that's not being filled right now. And so that's when the Good Flights program launched, and we've been doing these flights ever since, several a month.
So if you're just joining us, let me reintroduce you to our guests. We're talking with Noah Horton, the Chief Marketing Officer of the nonprofit group Greater Good Charities. We're talking today about a flight that's happening today called Flight to Freedom to bring at-risk shelter dogs to Boise. So, Noah, can you tell us about the dogs? Like what kind of pups are on this flight today?
Yeah, as you mentioned, they come in all shapes and sizes. But we do try to focus on some of the more at-risk pets wherever possible. So all of our flights will have some of larger, harder to adopt dogs that might be more at risk in our sending shelter populations. The last thing we want to do is pull a pet that would be quickly adopted at the source. But all of them are highly adoptable. They have been fully evaluated, vetted. They've received health certificates before they even board the plane. So they're all ready for adoption. And then when they arrive, Idaho Humane Society will take them, give them another evaluation, any follow-up medical care that they need, and then they're placed for adoption in Boise.
So how does the flight itself work? Because I'm thinking about how you said about bringing 600 dogs over from Hawaii, but even these 40 dogs over, you know, from Louisiana, I mean, do you have, you know, people on board who take care of the animals during the flight? I mean, what does that look like? Because I would think this is a fairly big undertaking.
Yeah, so we have expert staff and a very specific set of protocols and best practices that we follow for these transports to make sure that all of the pet passengers are very safe. There are a lot of people who care a lot who make this happen. And so all of the sending shelters, all of the receiving shelters are all participating because they want to. And what we have is all of the sending shelters work with the receiving shelters to determine what pets are going to be, you know, eligible to go on the flights and to be put up for adoption. The sending shelters will then transport their pets to the tarmac, work with our staff to load them carefully onto the plane per our protocols. We do have a staff member that that flies with the pets to ensure that everything goes smoothly. And then on the receiving side, we have the shelter there waiting to help unload them. And like I said, follow up medical care. We have veterinarians to make sure that everybody's happy and healthy, and then get them ready for adoption.
Before I let you go, can we talk a little bit about what you're doing to help pets, and we should say people, in Ukraine right now?
Sure. Yeah. As you know, the situation in Ukraine is a devastating crisis and unprecedented in many of our lifetimes. And so we're seeing all sorts of novel issues. And so currently we're in touch with partners on the ground who are helping refugees, including their pets, because we do focus on both humanitarian response and pet response. Mm-hmm. In this crisis, mm-hmm. it's really sort of one and the same, because we've spoken with people who have fled the country and after escaping that tragedy, not having the resources to care for your pet is just a secondary tragedy that nobody needs to deal with. We have a ground team actually that is landing tomorrow in Poland, where we are setting up distribution centers and working to send supplies to neighboring countries and working on some partnerships actually to get supplies into Ukraine where they cannot be purchased. So it is a very fluid situation. But if anybody is interested in learning more, if you go to greatergood.org, we do have right there on our homepage a way that you can contribute, and also a transparency page where we are posting updates about specifically how we are helping. We've already started to issue grants to provide meals to refugees. We've issued grants to provide support veterinary care for pets. We have a foster program called Good Home that we are deploying this week in and around Ukraine, so we can try to connect refugees and their pets and shelters with foster homes willing to take those pets in for temporary care. And then, as I stated, once we have our ground team there, we'll be working to stand up some distribution spaces so that we can get product to those who need it most. So it's a very fluid situation, but we will be updating on a daily basis our website with our activities.
Well, and it's so important you're doing this work. And I think all of us can say we appreciate it, but also the transparency that you put up so people do know that if they donate, what's happening and where that's going. Because so many people, I think, want to somehow help and maybe don't know how. So thank you for giving people that opportunity to do that.
Yeah, we feel it's very, very important, especially in a situation like this, that we're very transparent about how funds are being used, and that, you know, we want people to know we are not, we're here to help. We're not being opportunistic about this situation. This is really about providing relief where it's needed, where we can be best positioned to help. So that's both helping people and helping their pets in this case.
Well, we want to say a big thank you to Noah Horton. He is the Chief Marketing Officer of the nonprofit group, Greater Good Charities. We talked about today's flight to freedom to bring 40 at-risk shelter dogs to Boise and then to the Idaho Humane Society, where they will go up for adoption. We also talked about what they are doing in Ukraine to help in a humanitarian situation there. So go to their website if you'd like more information. Up next, a preview of the Sun Valley Film Festival.